Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply breaking the status quo. Breaking the status quo. Now, you're familiar with the term status quo. It typically translates to business as usual or doing things like everyone else does it. And the status quo has a relevance in some areas. If you're driving on the highway, it's best to follow the status quo. That means you're staying within the speed limit range and you're staying in your lane. All those good things. If you go to a restaurant, it's good to follow the status quo. It's good to tip appropriately and then to order things that are actually on the menu. Yes, my friends, so the status quo has a relevance in certain aspects. It has zero relevance in this Christian life, simply because God has created us to break the status quo and blaze new trails for others to follow and not seek to be like everyone else. Let me give you an example, my friends. In Exodus 19:5, the Bible says that we shall be a peculiar treasure unto God. Then we discover in Titus 2:14, God says who he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, the status quo will create the average Joe, and no one wants to be average, but we all want to be exceptional in Christ. So how do we break the status quo? In our QUO acronym, there are three key components that we must execute in order to break that status quo. First, the Q reminds us, don't be quiet. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be vocal about who we are and who we serve and the God we love. We can't allow Facebook and social media to replace our voice. Your post is not the same as you speaking and testifying and witnessing and loving someone face to face. I always challenge new Christians and as well as existing to speak to 5 new people every day about what you do. Yes, you see sometimes when kids are shy and they go out in public, say it's a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and the parent has to encourage the child to talk. You may say, what's your name, honey? And the parents say, tell them your name. How old are you? And rather than them saying 4, they'll just raise up 4 fingers. Well, then you've got those other children that are chatterboxes. They'll tell you everything. And if you're not careful, the parent has to kind of keep them quiet because they may reveal too much information. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember the Bible says in Ephesians 6:20, Paul asked for his people to pray for him that he may speak boldly as he ought to speak. Then yes, my friends and neighbors, you remember in Luke 19:20, Jesus said, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. We're encouraged to preach the word in 2 Timothy 4:2 to be instant in season and out of season, to make sure that every day and everywhere we go, we're communicating the goodness of the word of God. I've got a friend of mine who is a good guy, and he asked me a question one time on the phone. He says, man, can we ever have a conversation without you saying something about God or the scripture or the Bible? Can we ever have a conversation without you quoting a scripture? I said, man, that'll be a very brief conversation, because if we talk any length of time, I've got to give credit to the God that I serve. I've got to glorify the one who lives on the inside of me. My friends and neighbors, I would also say you want that same testimony. You want your friends to say, man, it seemed like every time we talk to Julie, she's got something to say about the goodness of God. Every time we talk to Pete, he's glorifying God with all his heart and soul. Yes, my friends, we first cannot be quiet. Then the U says, don't be usual. Don't be usual. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. See, there's nothing usual about us, because we show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. We're not usual. Remember, the Bible says that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds in Romans 12:2. Think about it. When we were in school, in high school, school, they've got a term that still exists today. That term is called nerd. You remember the nerd? The nerd was the one with the thick glasses, and they had their shirt buttoned up all the way to the top. You know, and it wasn't just the way they dressed that made them a nerd. No, they knew everything about every word in the textbooks that they read. They got upset if they scored a 98 on the test. Most people would be just glad to get an A or B or C, but they would know they wanted 100 every time. It was the nerd that became the valedictorian and salutatorian, and they graduated magna cum laude. It was the nerd. And oftentimes, the regular people teased the nerd. And the teacher would say, listen, don't tease that nerd, because the one you're teasing today, you'll be working for 10 years from today. And guess what, my friends and neighbors? In this life, we're similar in concept to nerds. We should want to know everything about the Word of God, everything about His goodness, mercy, and grace, everything about what He does for us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should not be like everybody else, but like Romans 12:2 says, we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds should be stayed on the Lord. Remember, the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, He'll keep us in perfect peace as long as our minds are stayed on Him. See, while others are sleeping, we're worshiping. While they're partying, we're praying. While they're eating, we're studying the Word of God. When they're breaking and taking lunch breaks, we're building ourselves up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Yes, my friends, we can break the status quo by not being usual. Jesus was not usual. Moses was not usual. Peter wasn't usual. It was unusual for two men to be in prison as they were in Acts 16, in Paul and Silas, and pray and sing praises unto God, but they did it. It may be unusual for you to worship in the middle of your situation, but when you do it, that's what makes us break that status quo. Last but not least, my friends, that O reminds us, don't be offended. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I always say success is reserved for the thick skin. There's a VIP section in the arena of success that's reserved for those that have the thickest skin. Don't just accept constructive feedback. Ask for it. Remember, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in Matthew 11:6, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Yes, and when God corrects us, it's not because he doesn't like us. It's because he does. That's why Proverbs 3:11 says we shouldn't despise the correction of the Lord, and we shouldn't be weary of his correction. Why? Because in 2 Timothy 3:16, we discover that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable not only for doctrine and reproof, but for correction and instruction in righteousness. God's trying to make us better. You ever see sometimes when your favorite sports team is playing and a player might make a bad play, he comes to the sidelines, and what happens? The coach has some words to say to that player. He wants to correct him so that he does not make the same mistake twice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can't be offended or weary at the correction of the Lord. Accept it, embrace it, and grow from it. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. And until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.